You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up tonight after 7, it's the Moth Radio Hour. Tonight, stories about the unexpected gifts of December. Holiday customs, brand new traditions, flying cows, fruit luminaries, and a magical forest. That's tonight after 7, right here on the Ideas Network.
First, students at the UW-Madison are protesting legislation being proposed by Republican State Representative Jesse Kramer that would allow concealed guns to be carried on UW campuses around the state.
Similar legislation has been passed in other states in response to high-profile campus shootings. In just a few minutes, we'll talk to an expert on gun legislation about the issue of campus carry.
But first, Kat Kerwin joins us to talk about the UW-Madison demonstration. She's a member of the Associated Students of Madison and serves on the Legislative Affairs Committee there. She also helped coordinate the protest today. Kat, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us about this protest you're helping coordinate.
Right. So we are going to be holding a day of action. It's starting today. And what we're going to be planning to do is we're going to be calling Speaker Voss in the state legislature and telling him that we oppose campus carry legislation. We're hoping that since the bill hasn't been introduced, calling the speaker will have a role in influencing when the bill is introduced. We're really trying to push off the legislation as far as possible just because we're worried that if the bill is introduced early in January, students won't be able to get a chance to mobilize and rally around the issues. And we think it's really important for students' voice to have been heard by legislators before the bill is introduced.
And what worries you about guns being allowed to be carried on campuses?
Right. So it's often really hard to compose a strong argument around why campus carry is so dangerous because there have been many college shootings that have happened without campus carry. But the thing is, there have also been many statistics that point to the fact that campus carry does not make campus safer. In Utah, they found after campus carry was passed, rape by gunpoint was increased by 50%. There was a study that the late Professor Leonard Berkowitz did from UW-Madison that found just the presence of a gun in a room makes people more aggressive. So, I mean, besides the fact that students are less likely to voice their maybe controversial beliefs in political classes or classes that discuss race and may feel that they cannot voice these opinions because they're afraid of a gun being in the room. There are also statistical facts out there that prove that campus carry does not make a campus safer. It actually has the opposite effect.
Yeah, people who advocate for these kind of laws say in the case of, God forbid, a mass shooting of some sort, we want responsible people with licensed firearms there to respond maybe faster than police arrive. You wouldn't feel safer. You wouldn't feel that made you safer on a campus.
Oh, of course not. I think if people would be responding with their own weapons, it's just this vigilante effect where you don't know who the good guy and the bad guy is. We saw in Utah, had that student was attacking with a knife, had a gun, we would have seen, I think, a lot more violence than we ended up seeing at Ohio State, rather. So that's something that I'm really, really afraid of. And I know the police department has come out, the UW Police Department has come out in opposition to this. And they feel that allowing students to carry guns also will have this vigilante effect and will create more chaos if, in the case, God forbid, that there is a mass shooting, that there will just be no way to find who the good guy and who the bad guy is, and more violence will be created.
I know you're just kicking off this effort now. What kind of response have you gotten from students?
You know, I would really say that the majority of students are opposed to this measure. They feel that they won't be able to voice their opinions in class. They're afraid that their favorite professors will just go up and leave and go to an institution where they feel safe. And, you know, I think that's a really, really scary thing. If we don't feel comfortable and safe in a place of education, and in this very comfortable space that we have now, I don't know what the future of this university is.
And you're starting this week with this protest and these calls to the legislature. What happens next?
Right. So we have a wide plan going on against campus carry for the next month. We're anticipating campus carry legislation to be introduced early in January. And in anticipation, we have a petition circulating that has gained about 1,400 signatures now. And this petition basically is just having people sign and write who their legislator is in the state assembly. And once we get around 3,000 signatures, we're going to be delivering this petition to representatives in the state assembly, specifically representatives who have constituents who have signed the petition. And I think it will just be a really great chance, this lobbying day, for representatives to have a reason to not vote for this bill, and for representatives to have no alternative but to say, I cannot support this this legislation because there's such widespread opposition to it and because my constituents are so vocally opposed. And so we're going to be doing that. And then in addition, we're gearing up we're anticipating the legislation to pass in the sense that we will be starting a movement that happened on UT Austin after the campus carry legislation passed there. And we will be carrying around sex toys on our backpacks as kind of a protest of the legislation and as a way to gain national attention and fight the absurdity of guns and firearms in classrooms with the absurdity of the sex toy or dildo on our backpacks. And it will be a really, really great way to gain widespread support on campus and at the national level of our movement. And we're really excited about that. We're actually waiting now for about 200 of these sex toys, and we have registered as a student organization at UW-Madison, and we're anticipating a lot of support in that effort.
We'll leave it there, Kat. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And the fight over guns on campus isn't unique to Wisconsin. Nationwide, students, professors, and administrators have taken issue with the possibility of concealed guns on campuses or in classrooms.
Adam Winkler joins us now. He's a professor at the UCLA School of Law and the author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America. Adam, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
We talked to you last year, similar legislation proposed in Wisconsin, not passed, but we're not alone, are we? College campuses around the country are really the epicenter for where guns are or aren't allowed to be carried.
This is one of the major battlefields in the war over the right to bear arms. These days, the NRA has really succeeded in allowing guns to be carried almost everywhere. And so the NRA is left fighting for the few places where guns are traditionally prohibited, such as college campuses, public transportation, and assorted other areas like that.
And has there been a lot of movement in recent years to states where you used to not be able to carry, and now you can on campuses?
Absolutely. We have seen a real push by the NRA and its allies at the state level over the last few years. And just over the last couple of years, we've seen about 11 states move in the direction of allowing guns on campus.
Now, the arguments on both sides, pretty straightforward. People who want no guns on campus say having guns on campuses makes things way less safe, increases the chances of shootings and arguments or drunkenness, things like that. Supporters of the guns on campus say it makes people more safe on campus, will help deter or respond to active shootings. I believe you've talked about this. Your conclusion is none of the above on either side.
Well, both sides are probably wrong for the most part. Gun violence at colleges and universities is very small and won't be affected very much. There's only about 20 homicides on campus every year, all campuses in the United States. I think what's really at stake in this debate is America's gun culture. There are those who are gun rights advocates who want to see guns in all of these places and want to sort of normalize the presence of guns to our young people. And there's a lot of people on the other side who really are opposed to having guns everywhere and really want to make a statement that this is a place where guns do not belong and we do not want to teach our children that this is normal.
You know, there's a lot of talk about urban-rural divide in the country, and I know gun laws don't fall totally on that, but is that part of the story here, that you have a culture where half the people see guns are normalized, they're a normal part of life, and half the culture sees them as this alien, dangerous thing in their midst?
Well, we are very polarized on this issue, and college campuses provide a very unusual and interesting mix for these different attitudes to come together, because you could have a lot of, say, states that are very gun-friendly, and they have a big national university in that state, and it attracts students who come from states that aren't so gun-friendly, that are much more gun-control-friendly, and they come and you have this clash of values, very much so because of the universities themselves as magnets for people to come from across state lines into that state.
Yeah, this is an argument, as you said, the safety arguments on both sides don't really seem to add up that much. Are those safety arguments really just covering up what is really a value difference?
Well, I think there is a major value difference there that is being covered up by the safety arguments. I should say this. I don't mean to suggest that people who make the safety arguments are being insincere or disingenuous. They're being sincere. But I do think at the end of the day, when you look at the numbers, there is just very little evidence to suggest that the numbers are going to go either direction, whether we allow guns on campus.
We're talking to Adam Winkler about proposed laws allowing licensed gun owners to carry concealed firearms on college campuses. Students at UW-Madison staged a protest today against proposed legislation here in Wisconsin. Adam's a professor at the UCLA School of Law and the author of the book Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America.
And we'd like to hear from you. Do you think that guns should be allowed on college campuses? Do you think they'll prevent shootings, or would they make the campuses feel unsafe? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation now about concealed weapons on college campuses. University of Wisconsin-Madison students protested today against proposed legislation that would allow concealed guns to be carried on campuses by licensed owners.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think allowing concealed guns on college campuses will help reduce the likelihood, maybe deter mass shootings? Would you worry about safety on campuses? Would you want guns on the campus that you attend, work at, or maybe send your kids to? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Adam Winkler stays with us. He's a professor at the UCLA School of Law and the author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America.
We'll go to our callers now. Mylia is with us in Madison. Hi.
Hi. So my family and I, we live at UW Housing, family housing, and we've lived here for a couple of years now. And I was just calling because I feel that it's a safe zone for my children, knowing that they're in a home, an area where there are no guns, and I'm not afraid that they are going to be in an environment where they have access to it.
Mylia, thanks a lot for that call. And Adam, that brings up a point that some people are talking about. We're not just talking about a classroom building here. It's dorms, maybe family housing, as Mylia is talking about. Can you, daycares, people have pointed out. Can you talk about some of those wider issues?
That's right. It's not just classrooms. And in fact, in many of the states that have passed campus carry laws, they've actually exempted classrooms in many instances. And for instance, just allowed guns on the sort of public streets and roadways that go through a campus. So there are different laws that take different approaches to this. I think one sort of presumption that we have to make, though, is that guns are already on campus. You know, we can't engage in this debate and this discussion and ignore the fact that there are 350 million guns out there in America. And if someone really believes their life is at risk and they need a gun to protect themselves, they can bring them on campus and do so very easily. Now, I've been on campuses my whole life, literally, and I can tell you I've never once had my bag searched. Indeed, guns are very easy to conceal. They're already on campus. The caller who believes that they live in a place where there are no guns, honestly, I think that's just empirically probably not the case.
Mylia, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Claire in La Crosse. Claire, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to bring us back to a point that the guest, the young woman, shared that rapes on campus went up 50% with, I guess, some campuses that are now carry campuses, and that just made me stop in my tracks. I mean, that is not acceptable. That should just stop the whole thing right in its tracks. We do not want this to happen. I mean, this is that should just stop the whole conversation, in my opinion.
Claire, thanks for the call, and that was something the UW-Madison protest organizer Kat Kerwin had suggested, that sexual assaults went up after guns were allowed on campuses, weapons used, I guess, in sexual assaults. Adam, is there research out there on things like that?
Well, there has been a study. There's one study out there that seems to suggest that in Utah there has been an increase. But I will say this, just it's not, I think, enough evidence for most social scientists to believe that the evidence is particularly convincing. It may be that the evidence is out there and needs to be obtained. And if indeed the evidence does show that it leads to stark increases in violent crime, then absolutely that should be factored into the analysis. But the study that's out there is not general. Is not thought to be completely reliable, has not been replicated by others.
Thanks for that call, Claire. We're talking about guns on campus. An effort in the state legislature to allow concealed carry on UW campuses. Adam Winkler is with us from UCLA Law School. Back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Brett is with us in Wauwatosa. Brett, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Brett?
Well, I think the idea that when we share this and say, hey, I'm going to stop a mass shooting or I'm going to make the entire campus safer by carrying a gun is misleading, because I don't really care about the rest of the campus. I only care about me. And if I'm a college student and I live off campus, if I walk on campus, I have no place to store my gun and I can't enter the building with it. But what I do when I leave class, I'm now unprotected until I get home. And we're limiting people's choices with this specter of fear that we're going to increase crime, we're going to have increased sexual assault, all these things that haven't happened in any state that has passed concealed carry. Concealed carriers are the most law-abiding citizens because we went through the trouble of getting certified to carry a gun when, like a previous caller said, you can just put it in your backpack and nobody will know.
Brett, thanks a lot for the call. And that's a point people bring up, not just with campus carry issues, Adam, but other gun-free zones. The if you're a legal concealed carry permit holder, you're carrying your weapon, you have to stop, you have to stow your weapon somehow. That creates a lot of issues for legal gun owners.
It does, but, you know, there are some areas where we've decided we're going to keep guns away, and that does impose some burdens on some gun owners. You know, at the same time, gun owners burden other people, too, because there are externalities that are caused from gun possession and gun ownership, such as injuries and deaths and accidents that occur because of gun violence. So, you know, yes, it's true that gun owners sometimes face additional hurdles, but, you know, that's the price you pay for exercising your rights. You don't necessarily have a right to carry a gun into every institution you go to, into every building you go to. And someone who's going to the police station could make the same argument that they're inconvenienced, but nonetheless, you're not allowed to bring your gun into a courtroom, for instance, or into the police station.
Brett, thanks a lot for your call at 800-642-1234. Adam, how do places implement these laws when they change? When campuses have to allow concealed carry, do they separate out? Here, yes. The stadium, no. Outside, yes. Inside, no. What kind of finer points have we been seeing on this?
Yeah, we have seen some finer points like that. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes they've said that classrooms are off limits, but that the public roadways are acceptable. In other places, there have been an effort to allow them in living spaces, but not necessarily in classrooms or research areas, because the idea that you have a right to have a handgun in your home for self-defense was affirmed by the Supreme Court. And if you're at a state university living in college housing, you still have that right, and the state shouldn't be able to deny it to you under the Supreme Court's rulings. So we have seen some of these finer distinctions made, nonetheless, I think at the end of the day, one thing to keep remembering is that most states do restrict concealed carry permits to people who are 21 and over, so that by necessity at least limits the number of people on campus who will have access to carrying firearms.
Go back to our callers. Bill is with us in Antioch, Illinois. Bill, hi.
Hi there. Hey, I just want to comment, and then I'd like to hang up and listen to your response. And I guess one of my thoughts was thinking about college campuses. You think about 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old kids and the amount of alcohol consumption that typically takes place on college campuses. I think there's also a maturity level to think about, let's say that all of a sudden some guys at a bar and some other guys are you know, hitting on his girlfriend or somebody embarrasses him, and all of a sudden he's got this weapon. And is he mature enough to walk away from something like that, or is the simple fact that he's got a weapon going to lead to some serious problems?
Bill, thanks a lot for the call. Adam, is that an argument that comes up in these campus carry debates?
It certainly does, and it's a powerful argument. One thing we know is that the vast majority of crimes are committed by relatively young people, and I should say relatively young men. And we know that the parts of the brain that sort of control impulses and that make those sort of long-term cost-benefit analyses doesn't really fully develop until your late 30s. But the point that the caller makes, while being a very powerful one, really is an argument against having allowing young people to have guns. It's not really a story about college campuses, so to speak. It's really a story about whether we want to have young people who are, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old and experimenting with these things to have access to guns at all, on campus or off.
Thanks a lot for the call. And Adam, thanks. As always, good to talk to you again.
Thanks again for having me.
That's Adam Winkler, professor at the UCLA Law School and author of the book Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America. Join us to talk about the ongoing arguments over allowing concealed guns on college campuses in light of student protests that happened today at UW-Madison over a proposed legislation that would make concealed carry legal on UW campuses around the state.